just to start and discuss the topic as it's related. So everyone can see what this picture is about, right?
Yes.
Anyone? Yes. Yeah. What's the picture about?
Parikshit Mandal.
Yes. And subject? Subject? Topic?
Kali.
Kali, right? Kali, yeah. Yes, the punishment of Kali, right? Punishment of Kali is there, right? There. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 17th chapter, verse 24. Now we can recite responsibly. Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Iti pada pite krita.
Iti pada pite krita.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Iti pada kriti krita.
Iti pada kriti krita.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Iti pada kriti krita.
Iti pada kriti krita.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Anyone like to try?
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Iti pada kriti krita.
Iti pada kriti krita.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Tapaso chandaya satyam.
Pada
krite krita.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Adharmam saistrayo bhagna.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Smaya sangha madaistava.
Tapaso chandaya
satyam.
Iti
pada krite krita.
Adharmam
saistrayo bhagna.
Maya
sangha madaistava.
Tapa.
Tapa.
Austerity.
Saucham.
Saucham.
Cleanliness.
Daya.
Daya.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Satyam.
Satyam.
Truthfulness.
Truthfulness.
Iti.
Iti.
Ras.
Pada.
Pada.
Legs.
Legs.
Krite.
Krite.
In the age of Satya.
In the age of Satya.
Krita.
Krita.
Established.
Established.
Adharma.
Adharma.
Irreligiosity.
Irreligiosity.
Amsay,
by the parts,
Traya,
three combined,
Bhagana,
broken,
Smaya,
pride,
Sangha,
too much association with women,
Madai,
intoxication,
Tava,
yore.
The
translation, and we'll read the purport also by His Divine Grace, Siddhivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So in the age of Satya, or truthfulness, your four legs were established by the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. But it appears that three of your legs are broken due to rampant irreligion in the form of pride, lust for women, and intoxication. So this is Parikshit Maharaj. He's actually speaking to the bull who is standing essentially on one leg at this point in time. So we read the purport here. So the deluding energy or material nature can act upon the living beings proportionately in terms of the living beings falling prey to the deluding attraction of Maya. Moths are captivated by glaring brightness of light, and thus they become prey to fire. Similarly, the deluding energy is always captivating a conditioned soul to become prey to the fire of delusion, and the Vedic scriptures warn the conditioned souls not to become prey to delusion, but to get rid of it. The Vedas warn us to go not to the darkness of ignorance, but to the progressive path of light. The Lord Himself also warns that deluding power of material energy is too powerful to overcome, but one who completely surrenders unto the Lord can easily do so. But to surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord is also not very easy. Such surrender is possible by persons of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. These four principles of advanced civilization were remarkable features in the age of Satya. In that age, every human being was practically a qualified Brahmana of the highest order, and in the spiritual orders of life, they were all Paramhamsas, or the topmost in the renounced order. By cultural standing, the human beings were not at all subjected to the deluding energy. Such strong men of character were competent enough to get away from the clutches of Maya, but gradually, as the basic principles of Brahminical culture, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, truthfulness, became curtailed by proportionate development of pride, attachment for women, and intoxication, the path of salvation, or the path of transcendental bliss, retreated far, far away from human society. With the progression of the age of Kali, people are becoming very proud and attached to women and intoxication. By the influence of the age of Kali, even a pauper is proud of his penny. The women are always dressed in an overly attractive fashion to victimize the minds of men, and the man is addicted to drinking wine, smoking, drinking tea, and chewing tobacco, etc. All these habits, or so-called advancement of civilization, are the root causes of all irreligiosities, and therefore it is not possible to check corruption, bribery, and nepotism. Man cannot check all these evils simply by statutory acts and police vigilance, but he can cure the disease of the mind by proper medicine, namely advocating the principles of Brahminical culture, or the principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. Modern civilization and economic development are creating a new situation of poverty and scarcity, with the result of blackmailing the consumers' commodities. If the leaders and the rich men of society spend 50% of their accumulated wealth mercifully for the misled mass of people and educate them in God consciousness, the knowledge of Bhagavatam, certainly the age of Kali will be defeated in its attempt to entrap conditioned souls. We must always remember that false pride, or too high an estimation of one's own values of life, undue attachment to women or association with them, and intoxication will divert human civilization from the path of peace, however much the people clamor for peace in the world. The preaching of the Bhagavatam principles will automatically render all men austere, clean both inside and outside, merciful to the suffering, and truthful in daily behavior. That is the way of correcting the flaws of human society, which are very prominently exhibited at the present moment. Yes, cheerful
Father.
Om Jnana Tirandasya Jnana Dhimashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapikam Yena Kutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapagantikam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Rupale Srimate Radha Govinda Goswami Kinami Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Rupale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami. So this verse talks about the four principles of Brahminical culture, which are represented by the four legs of the bull. And many of us probably know the story at the beginning of the age of Kali. Parikshit Maharaj, while he was going on his chariot, he saw this scene where a bull was being beaten by so-called person dressed in kingly attire, but with a club. And then he immediately stopped and challenged, you know, who are you and why are you beating the bull? And he asked the bull, who are you also? And in this way he was about to kill Kali, and Kali asked for forgiveness and said, look, I'm also one of your citizens. I need a place to stay too. Right? So Parikshit Maharaj gave Kali also some places to stay. Anyone know where Kali was allowed to stay? What places?
In the place of gambling.
Gambling, yes.
Gold.
Bars, intoxication, so, right? So all of these places, he said, okay, Kali, you can stay there, but not in my kingdom. So anyway, today we're going to focus just on one of these principles. We're going to focus on socham, or cleanliness. Focus on socham, cleanliness. And we'll do so with a very nice pastime from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, known as the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. It's from Madhya Lila, 1272, around there, a few verses. So we'll narrate this pastime. It's very nice to hear and very nice to think about also. Reflect on past times of Gundicha Mahajana, so we can all kind of reflect together, I suppose. Everyone see that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So we'll start from this point, which is the point in this chapter where this Gundicha Mahajana pastime begins. Pratame si kashi mishre prabhu bolila padiche patra sarvabhoma bolana anila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for kashi mishra, then the superintendent of the temple, then Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya. Tina jana pashe prabhu hasiya kahila Gundicha mandira marjana seva maginila. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for the permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Bhadiche kahe ami sabha sevaka tumara ye tumara iccha se kartavya amara. Upon hearing the Lord's request for permission to wash the Gundicha temple, the Padicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, my dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. Vishesha rajara agna hanache amare, prabhura agnaye seisi ghare kari bare. The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. Tumara yogya seva nahe mandira marjane, ee kalila kara ye tumara mane. My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is accepted as one of your pastimes. Kintu kata samat janani bahuta chahiye, agna dehi aji sabha ihan anidiye. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and rooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you. Nutara eka sata ghata sata samarjani padicha aniya dila prabhura ichajani. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. Aradina prabhate lane nijagane sri haste sabareyange lepila chandane. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandal pulp on their bodies. Sri hasta dile sabare eka eka marjani sabagana lana prabhu chalila apani. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. Gundicha mandira kele karita marjana prathame marjani lana karila sothana. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple At first, they cleanse the temple with the brooms. Vitara mandire upara sakala majila simhasana majipuna sthapana karila. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, simhasana, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Chotabada mandire kalila marjana sodhana pachetaiche sodila sri jagmohana. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the kirtan hall. Charidike sata bhakta samajani kare apani sodhena prabhu sikhana sabare. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temples, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct the others. Premulase sodena layena krishna name bhaktagana krishna kahe kare nija kame. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. Dhuli dusare tanu dekhite sobhane, kahan kahan ashrul jale kare samarjane. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendently beautiful. At times when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. Bhoga mandire sodhana kari sodila pranaga sakala avasakrame karila sodhana. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, bhoga mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other, was cleansed. Trinaduri jinkura sabe ektare kariya, bahir vase lana pelaya, bahira kariya. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. E mate bhaktagane kari nijavase trinaduri bahire pelaya paramaharise. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straw and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. Prabhu kahe ke katha kariyache samarjane trinaduri dekhile janibe parishrame. The Lord told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. Sabara chaya antaya bhoja ektare karile sabahaite prabhura bhojiya adhika haile. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. E mate abhyantara karile marjane puna sabakare dile. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. The Lord sukshma dhuri trina tam kara sava kara dura bhala mate sodana kara prapura antapura. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking the finer dust and straws and grains of sand and throwing them outside. Sabha Vaishnavalane Yabadui Bara Sodila Dehi Mahaprabhura Mane Santosha Haile. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. Ara Sata Jane Sate Gate Jala Bhari Bhutami Lana Achekale Apekshakari. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply waited the Lord's order to throw water from them. Jala anabali yave Mahaprabhu kahile tabasata ghata ani Prabhu ajadile. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. Prathame karile prabhu mandire prakshalana urutva adobiti griha madhya simhasana. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, simhasana, and everything else within the room. Kapara pariya jala urudva chalila se jala urudva swati pita prakashila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Sri Hastakarena Simhasane Ramajana Prabhu Aja Jala Ani Deya Bhaktagana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of the Lord Jagannath with his own hands. And all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. Bhaktagana Kare Griha Madhya Prakshana Nija Nija Hastakare Mandira Majana. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Kehe jala ani deye Mahaprabhu rakare. Kehe jala deye tanara charana upare. Someone brought water to pour onto the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water onto his lotus feet. Kehe lukana kare se jala pane. Keha magi laya kehe anya kare dane. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. Ghare duhi pranalikaya jala chalibila se jala panangana sabha bhariya rahila. After the room was washed, the water was let out through the outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. Nija vastara kaile prabhu griha samarjana mahaprabhu nija vastre majila simhasana. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own cloths and he polished the throne with them also. Satagata jale harile mandira marjana mandira svotiya kaila yena nijamana. In this way all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. Nirmala sitala snigdha kalila mandira apana ridaya yena dharila bahire. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Sata sata jane jale bhare saruware kate sthane nahi kehe upe jala bhare. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Purna kumbalane aise satya bhaktagane sunya ghata lana yaya ara satya jane. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them. Nityananda advaita swarup bharati puri inhavinu arasaba ana jalabhari. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup, Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Ghate ghate theki katha ghate bhanga nigele sata sata ghata loka tahan lana aile. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Jala bhare kharatvaya karahari dvani krishna hari dvani vina aranahi shuni. Some people were filling the pots, others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna and Hari. Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghatera prathana Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghata samarpana. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna Krishna, and another delivered the pot while chanting Krishna Krishna. Ye ye kahe se kaha Krishna name haila samketa sabakame. Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. Prema veshe prabhu kahe Krishna Krishna nama ekale prema vase kare satya jhane rakama. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. Satya haste karena yena shalana marjana pratijane pasiye karana sikshana. It appeared as though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning and washing with 100 hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. Pale karma dekhitare kara parashamshana mane nami lele kare pavitra bharshana. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. Tumi bhala kariyacha sikhana anyere e mate bhala karma se hoye nakare. The Lord would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in this way. E katha sunya sabha sampuchita hane bhala mate karma kare sabha mana diye. As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention. Kaba prakashana kaila Sri Jagmohana Bhoga Mandira Aditabe kaila prakashalana. They washed the Jagmohan area and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. Natsala duhi duhile chatvara prarangana prakashala adikari karile prakashalana. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raising sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Mandire chaturdik prakshalana kaila sabha antapura phale mata dhoyila. Thus, all places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. We'll stop here, the narration. So, thank you for listening attentively. I know it's maybe a little hard to hear, but it's nice to hear and think about how much Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became engrossed in cleaning this Gundicha temple, and to think why might that be, and what is the significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaning this Gundicha mandir, Gundicha temple. Anyone like to offer some suggestions? What is the significance? What are some of the reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted this pastime of cleaning the Gundicha temple? Yes.
So it's like symbolizes or represents the cleaning of impurities in our hearts.
Right. Yes. So as in one of the verses we're saying, when as the devotees were cleaning the temples, their minds became clear. Sure, right. One of the verses was saying, yes. So cleansing the heart, right? Cleansing the heart. Any other reflections, thoughts?
This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the example, as they say in Bhagavad Gita, whatever great man does, come and then follow. So similarly, by citing this example, he taught the other people how one can collectively do an effort and we have to take out some.
Not only citing an example, but actually doing it himself and showing others that by example, right? So the ideal acharya, he was acting as the ideal acharya and leading others, not just ordering them, okay, clean the temple and sitting aside. He was actually doing it with them, right? In fact, described how he was working as hard as 100 men, and the pile of straw and sands and things that he built up actually exceeded the pile that was collected by all the other people. Anything else?
He was also showing his ecstasy in doing it, because even by cleaning, it wasn't like something miserable task he had to do. He was in so much ecstasy, he was crying tears, and then the devotees were doing it also in so much ecstasy, they were enjoying the water that had washed his hands. The whole thing was like a big festival more than a chore. So that to show that any service done for the Lord is a festival.
Very nice, yes. Right? So, as described, he was in great ecstasy. All the devotees were in great ecstasy. They had so much enthusiasm. Right? They were running around with the water pots, colliding with each other, and water pots were breaking, replacing the water pots. So much energy, so much enthusiasm, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing by example the importance of establishing this cleanliness, the importance of cleanliness, right? Set the example. Very, very nice thoughts and reflections. So yes, Gyal Mataji said, this acharyas have said, Prabhupada said, that this cleaning of the Gundicha temple is compared to cleaning of the heart, right? To clean the heart. When we clean the temple, we're actually cleaning our hearts. So what are we cleaning our hearts of? What's in our heart that needs to be cleaned?
Cholesterol.
Cholesterol, yes. I have chemicals for that. Yes. Any other things?
Material desires, selfish.
Material desires?
Selfish
ego. Ego, right. Pride, right? Pride, desire for power. All these material contaminations, right? They're in all of our hearts. And this cleansing of the Gundita temple is a process by which the Lord showed the devotees how to cleanse their own hearts, right? Cleanse their own hearts. But why? Why is it important to clean our hearts? And what's the reason? What's wrong with our hearts as they are? And what's the reason we need to clean our hearts?
Because the soul and our karma, while we're cleaning the dust of the temple, we're also to clean the dust of our evil deeds, consciousness, and our spiritual life.
Yes, but why? Why do we need to do that?
Because that's how we reach Krishna.
How we reach Krishna, yes. But another important point is there. That actually there's a nice picture here, right? If we're staring at a dirty mirror, it will never give us a clear reflection. Right? The dirty mirror will never see clearly. We will not understand our purpose. So it's described that our heart is actually the abode of the Supreme Lord. As we all know, the Supreme Lord resides in the heart as Paramatma. Okay, but really, for the Lord to manifest His form, our hearts have to be clean, pure, purified completely. The Lord is Pavitram, right? Pavitram Purusham. He's entirely pure. I mean, He is there, but how can He manifest Himself if our hearts are not Pavitra, our hearts are not pure? Right? So this process of purification requires, if we really want to invite the Lord into our heart, if we really want the Lord to manifest Himself in our heart, first we have to cleanse our hearts. This is why this principle of sojam is so critical. And cleanliness, what is it? Right? What is it? It's an expression of our consciousness. Right? So it reflects on how we think about things. Right? If our mind is polluted and so forth, our thoughts will be like that. If our heart has ego, pride, and so forth, our outwardly expression will also be like that. When you see greatly elevated souls, you can see by their expression how the purity in their hearts, every word they say, right? Every word they say, how they look. Someone asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can you tell who is a Vaishnava? Vaishnava. Anyone know what he said? He said a few things that the devotees used to ask him every year. From Purini Gram, he used to ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can you tell Vaishnava is? First time he answered, anyone who recites the name of Krishna, he's a Vaishnava. Right, so each year they used to ask him, and each time he would give deeper and deeper meanings. One time he said something very nice about this. A Vaishnava is someone who, when you see, reminds you. Just by looking at that person, it reminds you of Krishna. Right? So, and when our heart is pure, when the Lord manifests Himself in the heart, then automatically we radiate Krishna. Right? Krishna radiates through the heart. And everyone can sense this is a person, a bad person, a devoted person. Right? They feel attracted to that person. This cleanliness shows, it's a reflection of how much we care about our own abode. If we accept Krishna in our heart, if we accept our heart as a temple for Krishna, right, then it is our duty to keep it as clean as possible. How much can we clean it? There's no amount of cleanliness that's sufficient. So this is what Lord Chaitanya's mood was. So we know the story of Gundicha, right? That it's a couple of days before Rathyatra, Jagannath is coming. Lord Chaitanya's mood is that how can we bring the Lord into a place which is not suci, pure, right? It has to be totally pure. Lord Chaitanya's mood was we cannot bring the Lord until it's absolutely clean. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do in this Gundicha pastime that signifies this, right?
It's
absolutely
twice,
right? So the devotees, they all cleansed it, right? Worked so hard with the brooms and everything, and when they're all done, what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He doesn't pat them on the back.
Again.
He says, go and do it again, you know? Go and do it again and look for even the finer particles of dust, finer straw, and get it all up. It has to be absolutely clean. And then they splashed water on the ceilings and walls and hundreds of water pots there. And anyone splash water on their ceilings at home to clean the ceilings? No, right? He didn't want even a speck of dust on the ceiling anywhere, right? This was his move to demonstrate this fundamental principle of the importance of cleanliness. He had hundreds of devotees clean that Kundita Mandir, right? Every nook and corner meticulously clean. And after being cleaned, as we said, he asked the devotees to do it all over again, right? And then he was satisfied. Yes, now it's clean. So in this way, by cleansing the temple, you're actually cleansing our hearts, cleaning our hearts. Right? Prabhupada often used, in terms of cleanliness, the idea of external cleanliness and internal cleanliness. Right? External cleanliness, we bathe and wear clean clothes and so forth. Internal cleanliness, he said, we do it by chanting. Chanting the holy names of the Lord, that's the cleaning process internally, right? Here we see from Mayapur, a Gundicha Marjanam process where so many devotees are gathered. So, and ultimately, as we were discussing, the purpose of cleaning our hearts, right, is to make our heart a suitable place for the Lord to reside. When our hearts become cleansed, the Lord will manifest. Paramatma is already there, but he won't manifest. He won't act openly until our heart is pure, until the temple is there. Srila Prabhupada also posed it. He was almost a clean fanatic, right? Srila Prabhupada. If you read Hari Sauri Prabhu's diary, he was his secretary, you know. When the first couple of years, or first time he started, he had a real rough time getting used to Prabhupada's cleanliness habit. You know, if you're eating, you can't touch anything. And after he was removing Prabhupada's plate, he couldn't do it, right, with one hand and hold something clean in the other hand. Prabhupada used to say, that's contaminating. What are you doing? You malechas, he used to call it, right? You malechas. You have no knowledge of principles of cleanliness, right? Growing up in the West. And we're all in many ways like that. But he said, cleanliness is essential for making advancement in spiritual life. Essential, right? And you all heard the phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness, right? You all know that. So he said, things must be at this standard in order to have a temple. The standard must be very high. Neatness and cleanliness are the first business of temple worship. One of the letters. Neatness and cleanliness. The kitchen should be considered to be an extension of the altar. So do whatever you are doing in the kitchen with great care and attention for the deities. It's not that the kitchen is some other place and the altar is some place. The same standard has to be maintained. The consciousness of the cook enters into the food he prepares, and therefore he should strive to be Krishna conscious while in the kitchen. The kitchen where the Lord's food is prepared is an extension of the deity room where he eats. So the same high standard of cleanliness should be maintained in both places. So what I'm leading to is we're going to do this Gundicha Marjanam in the temple next Sunday.
Right.
And we actually I have some nice photos. You'll see it's not exactly hundreds and hundreds of devotees, but you'll see the same enthusiasm and the zeal and